Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It has been 4 years since democracy stopped in its tracks in the United States. The first modern interruption of the peaceful transition of power, again, happened on January 6, 2021. In our first segment today, you heard from DC Metro Officer Daniel Hodges. He was there that day. If you missed that first segment, not to worry, you can go ahead and find that. Again, it's from August 21st, 2024. I also interviewed Officer Hodges about a week before the election, so end of October. You can find those interviews at civicmedia.us/shows. You go to my show, you can find it. If you search on Spotify or Apple Pods for The Maggie Dawn Show, it's available on the Civic Media YouTube channel. Lots of places to listen to that interview from August and my second discussion with Officer Hodges in late October. Let's just refresh what Officer Hodges shared with us. One, that he himself feared for his life and thought he was going to die no less than 3 times that day. And he was brought to that place of existential peril because the protesters, the insurrectionists, were violent. They had armed themselves. The crowd itself became a weapon by Officer Hodges recounting. And that by his recounting, this was very much a coordinated attack. And this was not Antifa. Officer Hodges had faced Antifa. This was not Antifa. These were Donald Trump supporters. It was not an afternoon of love. This was not an act of patriotism. It was an act of violence, violence begotten by Donald Trump through months of lies and deception, manipulation of people and their belief, frankly, their belief in Donald Trump. He manipulated and abused that and twisted people's perceived patriotism, their perceived support of this country into something terrible and anti-democratic and anti-American. Let's refresh the facts ourselves of the fact. Over 1,500 people have been charged with crimes related to January 6th. Over 1,000 of them have pleaded guilty. There's been just over 250 who have completed bench trials or jury trials. 181 have been convicted on all charges. Mixed verdicts, 75. Only 3 have been entirely acquitted. The number of people sentenced for their criminal behavior on January 6th is over 1,100. 64 individuals have received prison time, and the median sentence for those who received prison time is 240 days. Many officers, numbering over 150, were injured that day by the Donald Trump violent insurrectionist supporters. 4 people in the crowd died. And in the days and weeks after the riot, 5 police officers who had served that day died. 4 by suicide. 1 by, quote, natural causes, according to the Washington, D.C. medical examiner. However, he also added that Officer Sicknick and all that had transpired on January 6th played a role in his condition and the cause of his death. 4 officers from that day killed themselves. So yeah, I don't think officers will kill themselves if it had been a day of love and patriotism. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I think we have time. Yep, we do. let's take, this is some of the straight news from January 6th. This is news copy coming from ABC News. Let's listen to it. And we're going to take care of a little business. We're going to come back, start taking your calls. Let's take a listen.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Chaos on Capitol Hill. One person has been shot. Their condition unknown. There are violent clashes as Congress met to certify Joe Biden's presidential victory. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
At a rally where President Trump insisted he would not concede the election.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Thousands of backers did just that, with some breaching the building itself as lawmakers debated the Electoral College tally. Tear gas was dispersed in the Capitol rotunda and on the House floor.
Get down under your chairs if necessary.
Which is where their gas masks are kept. Both chambers abruptly recessed while protesters waving Trump banners marched through Statuary Hall. A pool media report indicated an armed standoff at the House door. After Washington's mayor declared a curfew here tonight, the president tweeted protesters should stay peaceful. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security is sending additional federal agents to the Capitol to help quell the violence. California Democratic Congressman Jimmy Gomez was moving to a safer place.
I think Donald Trump probably should be brought up on treason for something like this. This is how coups start, and this is how democracy dies. But, you know, we're going to get back in there and finish this.
The protesters came to the Capitol as the certification started.
We have to discuss this. We have to fix this.
Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar got the challenge to the results started.
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
Republican supporters of President Trump vowed to protest results of an election that they have baselessly insisted was reversed by fraud.
Pretty incredible to hear the news as it was being reported that day. To be clear on the record, Donald Trump did nothing while he watched TV coverage of a violent insurrection for hours from the White House dining room. Did nothing for hours. His tepid tweets very late in the day, his first actually didn't even call for an end to the violence. It took hours for Donald Trump to fulfill his basic and most fundamental duties to each and every one of you as American citizens. What a betrayal of his oath. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're going to come back, start taking your calls, dig in a little bit, talk about what Republicans had to say immediately following the violent insurrection that occurred 4 years ago. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back in just a moment.